The list of top global health threats for 2019, according to the World Health Organization, includes some familiar entries like air pollution, antimicrobial resistance, and dengue. But one entry seems unlike the others, skepticism about vaccines. I asked Tarek Jasarevic about this. He's with the WHO in Geneva.
Well, people do not vaccinate their children for various reasons. People don't do it sometimes because of inconvenience to access vaccines. Sometimes it's a complacency. Sometimes it's a lack of confidence. What we really have to remind everyone is that vaccines do save 2 to 3 million lives every year, and it could save further 1.5 million. We see the return of diseases. And while it is maybe normal, though unfortunate, that we see this in a conflict areas and in a humanitarian crisis, like polio, as we have seen in Syria, or we have seen in Yemen, or Bangladesh. And this can happen in any society, really. And we have seen the rise of measles in Europe, too.
Air pollution and climate change is a massive thing to tackle. I mean, what can the WHO do about that?
Is really working with countries to try to see how their system can be adapted. One of the things on the list is the dengue fever. Because of the climate change, we are seeing a vector that is transmitting dengue, but also some other vector-borne diseases, in areas that have not seen before. Simply because vector, such as mosquito, is moving to new areas because of a climate change. And people who don't have immunity are more likely, obviously, to get infected.
I noticed that malaria is not on the list, also a mosquito-borne disease. Has dengue overtaken malaria as a threat?
This list is really not any sort of ranking. Malaria obviously continues to be one of the biggest challenges. We are continuing to working across the UN family and other partners to try to address issue. This list should not be seen as if there is something not on the list that it's not being worked on.
Is there anything that you'd kind of recommend as an immediate action that all of us should be taking or at least trying to champion?
Well, I think that what individuals should be doing is really following advice of health authorities, scientifically based advice on what persons should be doing. And it goes, for example, we are mentioning antimicrobial resistance, using antibiotics in a responsible way. So we slow down this process of pathogens mutating and becoming resistant to medicines we have.
In other words, follow your doctor's advice.
Exactly.
Tarek Jasarevic with the World Health Organization speaking with us from Geneva. Thank you very much.
Thank you.